Life Audio.
The Mama Take Heart podcast with Rabrina Rettle is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
You're listening to Mama Take Heart, Understanding Your Gen Z Girl, a show designed to help you be the compassionate, gospel-centered, and influential voice in your girl's life. I'm your host, Rabrina Rettle.
Joining us again is Carrie Kampakis. Carrie is a best-selling author, blogger, and national speaker from Birmingham, Alabama. She's the author of several books for teens and moms of teens, including 10 Ultimate Truths Girls Should Know and Light, Whose Approval Are You Living For? Both books have been used widely across the country for small group studies. Carrie is also the author of Love Her Well, 10 Ways to Find Joy and Connection with Your Teenage Daughter. Carrie's newest book, which is available for pre-order, is More Than a Mom, How Prioritizing Your Wellness Helps You and Your Family Thrive. That book will release April 2022. And that's the book we'll be talking about today. It's so good to have you back, Carrie. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we've had our friend Carrie here before. And if you haven't listened to that podcast episode, you can go to Helping Your Girl Find Good Friends and Positive Influences. That's the episode that we talked about before. This time we have something special, something just for mom. And so Carrie is joining us today in our conversation about her new book, More Than a Mom, How Prioritizing Your Wellness Helps You and Your Family Thrive. So I'm excited to dive into that subject today because a lot of us moms, we look out for everyone else, but we don't look out for ourselves. So let's kind of talk about what inspired you to write the book.
Yes. Well, I wrote the book in the middle of the pandemic and I had just released Love Her Well. And I was talking to my editors about the next book we wanted to put out. And they wanted a parenting book. And everything I kept going back to was really something to help the moms. And, you know, they were like, well, your platform is parenting. And I was like, I know, but every mom I'm talking to is struggling personally and it's affecting our parenting. And so that was really the genesis of the conversation is just, okay, you know, how can we help moms get into a healthy and strong place so that they can be more effective parents and be the moms and the people that we hope to be? And so, you know, I joke too, I say that 5 years ago, I probably wouldn't have written this book. You know, it's a lot about just, you know, taking care of ourselves as moms and how that really strengthens us and prepares us for the road ahead to lead our family and to, you know, be there for our children and our husband and our loved ones. But I think it's after parenting for 20 years, it just hit me like, you know, my body's older. I can't always get away with some of the bad habits I did when I was younger, like, you know, eating on the run or skipping meals or going on 4 hours of sleep. Things that worked when I was younger, they just don't work anymore. And I think that's a good thing. It's kind of our wake up call. And so this is really just a book about, okay, you know, what do we do, especially as our children grow up and we need more time and more restoration for ourselves as mothers and not to feel guilty about it. It's not about being indulgent. It's not about, you know, deserting our family. It's really about taking care of ourselves as humans. And most importantly, I think it's about just seeing ourselves as a child of God and letting that be our core identity, even bigger than our identity as a mom or a spouse or whatever it is that we're doing in life, that yes, those are all very important pieces of our life. But our core identity, the one that never changes, is that we're a child of God and really taking care of ourselves in that sense.
Yeah, I love that you said that because I was just thinking as you were talking, I was thinking, why wouldn't we care for ourselves? If we care about our children and we care about our children's well-being and God is our father, doesn't he also care about us and our well-being? And so we would not want our children to be in so many activities or so stressed out that they burn themselves out. So, you know, it would think you would think God would not want that for us either.
Exactly. And I think too, you know, especially like I said, the season of parenting that I'm in, I'm raising teenagers. I've got three teenage daughters, one that's in college, and then my youngest is a preteen. She'll be a teenager next year. But, you know, when my mom passed away a few years ago, I was really struck by probably the majority of my memories. When all your memories come flashing back after you lose a parent, I would say the majority of my memories of her were from my teenage years, my college years, my early 20s. And I think it's because, you know, your brain is, that's such an active time. It's like the teenage brain is in peak performance condition. So, you know, I could remember a lot more from that season than maybe my childhood. And also I was still spending a lot of time with my mom. Mm-hmm. And so that's really my message to parents too. Like, you know, you're not only doing it for yourself, you're also doing it to be a good role model for your children. And, you know, as my daughter was going off to college, one of my core messages to her was like, care about your body, you know, care about your health and, you know, prioritize your health and your relationship with God. Those things are so important. And I can't be there to do it for her. And so I'm really trying to instill that in my children. Take care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And, you know, for them to do that, I've got to be modeling it in my life too, to give them a vision of what does that look like to be a healthy adult. And if I don't have some healthy things going on in my life, what does it look like to start trying to get to a healthy place and to not be ashamed of that, to really know that no matter where we are in our parenting, even if we're in a rock bottom spot, our children witnessing our journey to get well, to get ourselves into a strong place is so beneficial to them. And it's going to plant the seeds that will hopefully help them as they become adults too, and will hopefully take care of their own.
That is so well said. And I agree wholeheartedly because, you know, I don't always do that very well myself. You know, I can burn the candle at both ends. And, you know, I was in a position before where my daughter said something to me. She said, I don't really think this job's for you because you're tired all the time. And you don't have any energy and it doesn't seem to fill you. And I'm like, wow, she's observing all these things.
Right.
and she was right. It was not filling me. It was very draining on me. And so, you know, you have to make a decision what you're going to do with your time and your energy. And you know, I know, and some people you have no choice but to be where you are, you know, right. And sometimes there are seasons where you just have to get through it.
Right.
That prolonged season of stress, I know it takes a toll on your body. It has taken a toll on me. You know, I gained a little more weight than I'm comfortable with. And then also your adrenal system cannot maintain the height of stress for long periods of time, that adrenal system will crash, to be honest.
Right, right.
So there are truly health factors that come with just doing too much and trying to be too much. So speak to us about how to bring some of that down and how to kind of focus on getting a balance.
Right. And you raised a great point. I think that especially, you know, when you've been parenting for a while, like we're going through hard things as women. And there are a lot of women that are, they're single moms and they're having to work two jobs and they don't have much time or much energy. And it's just everything they can do to keep their head above water. And so I know that, you know, everybody's in a different spot, but really just looking at our lives and thinking, I guess where I am now, I'm looking ahead. I'm thinking, okay, what do I want? I'm about to turn 50. What do I want the next season and the second act of my life to look like? And when I think about it, I'm like, I want to be a healthy and strong, you know, as I become a grandparent, hopefully, and enter that season, I want to be able to help my children when they're in the season that I'm in. I want to be able to say, what can I do to help you? What can I do to lighten your load a little bit? But to be that strong person 10 or 15 years from now, I've got to really take care of myself at this point. And so, you know, back to your point, I went to a wellness doctor last year and she measures all your vitamin levels and your hormones and all of that. And I had a lot of things that were out of whack. And, you know, seeing all those numbers on paper kind of is a wake up call. And so she gave me some vitamins I needed to take and follow up visits. And this is embarrassing to admit because I just wrote a book on this, but I've canceled my own visit twice, you know, this wellness visit because I'm too busy with the book launch stuff. And I haven't taken my vitamins like I need to, but I was so on it when I left the office that day. And it's just, you know, as moms, we would never do that with our children. You know, we would never skip an appointment, but you know, even as I'm driving to an appointment for myself, I'm like, oh, this is 2 hours out of my day that I need to be writing or doing something else or doing this for my child. And, you know, I have to really remind myself that this is helping my family. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not motivated to do it for myself, just try to be motivated to do it for your loved ones. Because as I say in the book, nobody benefits when mom ends up on the stretcher. You know, nobody benefits when the one who they like to rely on, who's there to help them, is not able to help them. Mm. And so you really do realize it as you get older. And, you know, with our bodies, my daughter took an AP biology class last year, and I thought it was pretty fascinating that, you know, they learned in class that as your body ages, it goes from a state of order to a state of disorder. Like things start falling apart. And that's why you see, you know, cells will mutate and become cancerous. Mm. And so that's something we really got to think about as we get older, is our body. Like I said, we can't get away with what we could get away with when we were younger. I've got several friends my age that just had a serious diagnosis because they had missed several years of doctor's visits. And they said, you know, if I had not missed my visits, then this would have been caught a lot earlier. So I'm just a big believer, and I'm like with myself and my children, that, you know, we can prevent small problems from becoming big problems if we take care of them on the front end. Mm. But as moms, it's so hard to do that because it's just easy to put our needs on the back burner because we're tired after taking care of everybody else's needs.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You did talk about like the health part of it and like wellness, which is very important, which I'm getting ready to focus on wellness myself. I just started taking my vitamins regularly again, going for longer walks because I love walking and you know, at a nice, you know, quick pace and being out in nature. But what are some other ways though that we can take care of ourselves mentally and emotionally?
Yes. Well, I think, yes. And I think friendship is another huge, huge component of a healthy lifestyle as we get older. And I have a whole chapter on that in the book. But, you know, that's one thing you really realize about the teenage years is we want to be strong parents. And, you know, sometimes our teenagers are very into their own lives and they don't always make us feel good as parents. And that was something I really struggled with at first when my kids became older. It's like, I'm not feeling the love in return that I used to feel when they were little. And I know that's a common thing when you're raising teenagers. And so that really, you know, just this season really taught me like, okay, for me to be that strong parent, for me to be able to love them regardless of whether they're loving me back, which is the whole theme of my last book, Love Her Well. Mm. And basically for us to love our children like God loves us. I mean, He loves us unconditionally, regardless of whether we're loving them back. But you've got to be in a strong place to be able to do that. And one thing I've realized as my kids grew up is I'm a better mom when I have a strong relationship with my spouse and with my friends. And when I'm feeling loved in my adult village, in my adult relationships, and I'm getting filled up there, that strengthens me. And it empowers me to be able to turn around and give love to my family, regardless of how they're loving me back. And I do think when we aren't relying on them to be our source of joy, we're not relying on them to be our the center of our identity, it doesn't push them away. It makes them want to be with us. It makes us a loving person and fun to be around versus someone who's, you know, putting too much pressure on them to be our end all be all everything, which no teenager wants to be that. Mm-mm. And so I think it's just a healthier for everyone, but it goes against the grain of what our culture has, this, you know, child-centered parenting. We're in a culture of child-centered parenting instead of Christ-centered parenting, and our world revolves around our children. And, you know, it's easy to do that because we love our children. We do anything for them. But, you know, you see as kids grow up that it's not necessarily beneficial because sometimes we neglect things in our adult lives, like our friendships or things that we need to have going on because we're so focused on helping our children But yet, when we're not getting fulfilled in our lives, then it makes us rely on our children in unhealthy ways. And it makes us, like I said, makes our identity get tied up in their identity or their emotions or what kind of day they're having. And that's kind of a dangerous road to go down. Instead of being, you know, the stronger, wiser, kinder parent, you know, we're getting too wrapped up in our children's lives.
That is a really good point. And I totally agree that the more you have outside interests, you know, other than what's happening with them, I do think it kind of is like a gravitational pull for them to want to be with you because there's something interesting
right
in your life besides them.
Right.
And so, and then of course they're becoming much more independent anyway.
Right.
So yes, I think that is, to me, I kind of look at it now as, like you said, the second chapter. So it's now, okay, what are some things that I wanted to do that I could not do when they were younger because I had to spend so much time guiding them or being the taxi driver or whatever, just always doing things with and for them. But now what can I do for me now that, you know, I have this time? And so it's actually a precious time now that, you know, you can kind of turn back to you and the woman that you are and say, what are you interested in now? And what did you miss that you wish you could do? Because let me tell you, it's never too late.
Yes.
Never too late. I am a, what I call a late bloomer anyway. Everything I do is late. It's always been that way. Even when I was younger, late and hard, I learned how to drive on a stick shift, you know, and then I was older. I didn't take driver's ed in high school. So I was older and I learned on a stick shift. That's just the way of my life. And so, but anyway, opportunity to kind of turn inward and say, what is it that I'm interested in now? What is it that I would like to do and, you know, learn, you know, what is it I want to learn and be able to focus on yourself a little bit without it being in a selfish way, but just broadening yourself now.
And I talk to, and you probably do too. I talk to so many moms who maybe they've never had a career or done anything besides raise a family, which they're amazing moms and they've just poured everything into their family. And they really feel lost when their children leave home and they think their purpose is over. And I'm like, nothing could be further from the truth. Like the world still needs you and your gifts. And I believe we have a purpose until our last breath on earth. You know, even if our children are living thousands of miles away, we still have a purpose and God can still use us. And so really, you know, what my point that I make in the book is like, I think that what we do have as moms, the secret advantage that we have is our mother's heart. You know, when you've raised children, you know, I can tell when I go into certain companies or businesses, who's a mom, just they think differently. They're empathetic. They're compassionate. Sometimes they just have this intuition that you can't teach to a 20-year-old. I mean, they might be better on technology and some other things like that than we are. But, you know, bringing a mother's heart to a job or to an organization, you can't teach that in a seminar. And so really, I think it's important for women to think, okay, how can I, you know, maybe I miss my children, but, you know, how can I enjoy my life even though they're not here with me right now, you know, and keep myself happy in the meantime until they come home for the holidays or whenever they're visiting, and just finding a purpose. And it might be your purpose is, I mean, I know a woman who once a week, she would go take somebody who couldn't drive. And she would just help her drive her errands on that Monday. And when this woman passed away, it was a close family friend. She was so sad. She was like, that was one of the most rewarding experiences of my life. You know, here in our community, we have these Bible studies at the elementary schools. And usually it's a mom that starts with the girls in kindergarten and she goes up with them through sixth grade. And she teaches them like for 6 to 9 weeks every school year. And it's amazing. But one of the schools that we have, they get grandmothers to lead it. And I think that is just brilliant. So they stay with these girls from kindergarten through sixth grade. I think the grandmothers have the wisdom, you know, they have that history. They're not in a rush. They're not juggling 50 things like all the moms are. And it's good for them. It gives them a sense of purpose. It's good for the kids, that intergenerational wisdom being, you know, being shared. And so I just think there's so many ways that God can continue to use us even beyond our family so that we are more than a mom, so that we're not finding our identity in our children. And like I said, that helps us be stronger for our family. That enables us to love our family like God loves us and to be the strong one, regardless of what's happening in the family dynamic.
I I think I moved away from my children before they were ready. When my daughter turned 20 and then my son turned 18, and I was kind of like, okay, it's time for me to do my thing now. And I had already kind of started moving in another direction. And they were like, yeah.
We want you
Where
back, Mom.
Where are you? I'm like, I'm still here. I'm just kind of doing some things on my own now. You'll be okay. It's good.
I waited a long time for this.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly kind of how I felt. It was like, okay, it's a new season. Okay, they're going to college now. This is a new season. Now, both of my kids go to college in the state that I'm in. Both of them are kind of like, okay, well, Mom, well, we want to do this today. Are you free?
Right. You're like, let me check my calendar.
Yes. Yes. So going back to what you said before about how that kind of pulls them in when you kind of have something else going on in your life. And I love the examples that you use, basically still pouring into the next generation,
yes.
You know, doing it just in a different way, or helping someone who may be homebound or can't drive, like you said, drive themselves around. It's just, there's just so many other ways to do things on your own while still pouring into others and even just pouring into yourself.
Right. Yeah. And I just think there are so many needs in the world, that there's so much need out there. There's so much suffering. And I think it's good for our children to see us, you know, even looking beyond our family, just teaching them to think beyond yourself. Like, we're all here to serve, and we're here to help others. Like, what gifts did God give you to help others, and use those gifts? But at the same time, remember that when you're pouring out, like we're called to do, you've got to be filling up too. You know, you really can't be operating from an empty tank, which is why we have to take time to rest and restore ourselves. You know, I'm sure your life is like this. Like, I know now when I release a book, it's a really busy season, you know, as you're writing it and then you're marketing it. And then the 6 weeks afterward, it's super busy. So I'm taking the whole summer off, you know. And so I think when we have those busy seasons, to give ourselves the grace to, like, okay, well, I'm taking a guilt-free summer off, and I need to catch my breath afterward. You know, I have a friend who's an accountant, and tax season is crazy for her.
Yes.
And so she's crazy until all that's over. And then she takes time off because she's had to work so much. And so, you know, we all have different life circumstances. Like you said, sometimes it's not a balance in the season that we're in because it just requires more of us. But just to really be mindful, like, okay, if I'm in a really busy season, then in the season right after it, I need to give myself some space and some grace to catch my breath. Or, you know, say your child is going through a hard time. I had a psychologist friend, and she wrote a testimonial for this book. There's a testimonial at the end of each chapter, like what you're modeling for your child as you're doing these things. And she said that, you know, one of her children was struggling with something, and then another child was struggling. And she was like, what is this? It's, you know, I'm a psychologist. I should know how to guide my children through it. And I don't. She just felt very foggy headed. And so she decided what God was calling her to do was to clear her calendar a little bit. So she's like, I canceled what I could. I kept the appointments that I had to make and the commitments I had to make, but she cleared her calendar as much as she could. And she said she gave herself that grace and that space. And as she did that, she's like, she got wisdom, she got clarity, she knew exactly what she needed to do, and she was able to help her children through that season. And so I think sometimes we stay so busy, we can't think clear-headed. And so we sometimes have to figure out a way, like, what can I scale back right now? And I've learned when I've gone through, you know, things with my children, say it's a little scare here or there, and I've had to cancel something, like, most people are so understanding, especially when it's something for somebody, your health or your family's health or just somebody's well-being. Most people are very understanding of that. And so there's always ways to try to cut something back or see if somebody can help out in a season that maybe you're really overburdened or overtaxed, and just really not being scared to reach out for help and to ask others for help too.
I'm so glad you said that. I was just thinking that when you were talking, I was like, help. When people offer the help, allow it. One,
yes.
I remember someone saying this to me before, because I was reluctant back in the day. Now I'll take help. Back in the day, I was reluctant.
Right.
And I remember someone saying, you're blocking their blessing. Like, they are trying to bless you. And in them blessing you, they will receive blessing. And you're blocking it. And that just really struck me. I was like, oh my goodness, I never even thought about that. And maybe just them helping me was a blessing to them. And so when I had that mindset, I was like, okay, I'm not trying to block anybody's blessing. You know, if that's how, if that's what they feel, and especially because I have had people say to me that they had gotten a nudge, you know, mm-hmm. I'm feeling it in my spirit that you need this. And wow. I was, and literally it would be what I would need. And I was, oh my goodness. And so they would be like, I'm here. And I, there's been so many times where I'm like, okay, this, you're God sent. God sent you. Right. You know, and so right. I, now I'm like, oh, okay. What? Oh, you're sent to me. Okay. Let's do this. Here, you take that.
Right. And we're meant to live like that. And I think, especially here in America, we're just used to living our independent lives and being self-sufficient. And we want to be the ones giving help, but we don't like to receive help. But mm-hmm. the way I look at it, whenever I've gone through a hard time in life, like, it's so, God is so gracious. Like when I'm struggling, I always have people around me who are strong that I can, you know, they can loan me their strength. Mm. And so I think about that when I do feel like I'm in a strong season of life, that's my turn to be giving. And that's my turn to be helping others. And it just, you know, if we really live like that, like knowing if you're accepting help one day, you're going to be probably giving it the next week, you know, or, you know, it always just depends on who has the needs at the time. And I think that's how we're meant to live. It's just interconnected like that.
I totally agree. Yes, because we are made for community mm-hmm. and community is whatever your community is.
Right.
And also there's a verse in the Bible where it talks about the things that you go through and that you go through those things so that you can help someone else when yes. they are in need. Yes. And so I'm going to have to look that verse up. But
yeah, but well, there's one that I love. It's God comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort others in their troubles.
That's
and I think that's so true.
Yes. I totally agree. Wow. This was a really good conversation. And one I know that moms need to hear. What encouragement can you offer our moms?
You know, I think the biggest thing is I just want to encourage moms, to give themselves some grace. And, you know, I think we all can look back and say, I could have done that better, or maybe I'm not doing this well enough. We're so hard on ourselves, but just remember that parenting and life is hard enough right now. And the pandemic and the past 2 years have just added so much stress and so many burdens on top of that. A lot of people have been thrown some major life curveballs, but either within their family or just their life or things going on. So I just am a big believer that God works with all circumstances, even if we're not where we want to be, that if we pray to him, if we ask for wisdom, if we trust him to get us through a hard season or whatever we're going through, that he really is faithful, and to keep the faith and to surround yourself with hopeful people, people who speak the truth and to encourage you and to, you know, help you, you know, have that to, I guess, parent and to live with a spirit of strength and not defeat, because that's how God created us to live.
Mm. I love that. Okay. So how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, you can go on social media. I'm probably most active on Instagram and Facebook under Carrie Kampakis and then Carrie Kampakis Writer. And then I'm also on the Girl Mom podcast. And then through my books, I've got the 3 books that are out right now. And then More Than a Mom will release on April 5th. And you can go pre-order it now and receive a bundle of pre-order incentives, some really great incentives, the first few chapters and some great printables to put up on your mirror to encourage you. And you'll get that if you pre-order it before April 5th.
All right. And where do you pre-order to get the good bundles?
There's a Thomas Nelson website. You can put in More Than a Mom, Thomas Nelson, and it'll take you to the website that has all the links to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, christianbook.com. So you can order there and then also put in your receipt number and your information after you order to get the incentives.
All right. I'll put that link in the show notes and all the other ways to connect.
Perfect. Well, thank you.
Yeah. It has been a pleasure as usual, Carrie. I love talking to you and I do appreciate you writing this book for us moms. We need it.
Well, I need it myself. So thank you for having me back on. It was a joy as always. And I just appreciate you sharing the message with your listeners.
My pleasure.
Remember, God is for you and you're not alone. With his spirit, you are filled with courage and strength of purpose. So don't fret, Mama. Instead, take heart.
Mama Take Heart is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you liked what you just listened to, would you take a second and leave us a rating in your favorite podcast app? It really does help more people like you find our show. This podcast is produced by me, Kelly Givens, and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.